God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew continued. Disc 4. Mrs. Wetstra and I decided months ago that if you got the visa, you also got our automobile. Come home and pick up the keys. Once in Amsterdam, I really did try to talk them out of it. Such a big gift. I just didn't see how I could accept it. What about your business? I asked them. Our business? Mr. Wetstra spoke the word scornfully. Andrew, you are on the king's business. No, we've prayed about it, and these are our orders. And so that same afternoon, misgivings still struggling with delight, I went with Mr. Wetstra to get the papers signed over and became the still unbelieving owner of an almost new, beautiful blue Volkswagen. The only disagreeable part of the experience was driving into Witte. I tried to enter town unnoticed, but you can't slip unobserved into a little Dutch town like Witte with a bright blue Volkswagen. The entire village immediately gathered around, wanting to know whose car it was, and, as I had guessed would happen, not liking it when I told them it was my own. What was the son of a blacksmith doing with an automobile?
"Religion is a good business, eh, Andy?" said one man, rubbing the material of his own coat between his fingers.
He winked broadly. Everyone laughed, and although I told them again and again that it was a gift from the Wetstras, I could see that they still didn't like it. The blacksmith's son shouldn't be driving a car. The families of Witte had often given me pennies from their grocery money for my work in the refugee camps. That money stopped now. My relationship with my hometown was never quite the same again. But I had work to do. I spent several days planning my itinerary, scouring Amsterdam for any kind of Christian printed matter in Yugoslav languages, and going over the car for places to conceal what I found. I spent a little time, too, wondering how God was going to supply the money for this trip. The end of March was my target date. Before then I drove down to see Karl de Graaf. I couldn't wait to see his face when he saw the car, the visible proof of what he'd known only by faith till then. But Mr. de Graaf showed no surprise whatever. "Yes," he said, "I thought you'd have it by now, because," he went on, drawing an envelope from his pocket, "God has told us that you will be needing an additional sum of money these next 2 months, and here it is." He placed the envelope in my hand. I didn't even open it, but now I knew enough of this remarkable group to be sure that the envelope contained precisely the amount I would need for the trip. And so with a heart full of thanks I said goodbye to him, to the Wetstras, to my family, and left Holland for Yugoslavia behind the Iron Curtain.